In the immediate aftermath of Japan's worst earthquake on record and the tsunami that followed, the business wires found a silver lining. Now they chirped the yen was showing surprising strength. Why? Because odds were improving that Japanese multinational companies would begin to repatriate tens of billions of dollars they were stashing offshore to avoid Japan's taxes. The Economist estimates Japanese multinationals stashed something like $156 billion offshore. So just what would have to happen to the United States before we could expect our multinationals to repatriate the $1 trillion they are keeping offshore? High unemployment, layoffs of thousands of teachers, cops and firefighters? Don't hold your breath. Professor Jeffrey Sachs, director of Columbia University's Earth Institute, says we're living in a time where the combination of technology and globalization has put countries at a total disadvantage when trying to hold companies accountable that do business around the world. He says the deck is further stacked against the public interest and regular taxpayers because both political parties are constantly soliciting donations from those very same corporate interests. Illegal offshore tax evasion is depriving the U.S. Treasury of tens of billions of dollars annually. Yet the real travesty may be in what's legal. Professor Sachs says thanks to something called transfer pricing, American-based multinationals can legally assign the profits they make here in the U.S. to offshore tax havens beyond the reach of Uncle Sam. Sachs says such massive tax avoidance shifts the burden for paying for government at all levels to American tax-paying households. In 2009, the Government Accountability Office issued a report that showed just how pronounced the trend had become. GAO reported that Citigroup, which got TARP funds, had set up over 400 subsidiaries in places like Luxembourg, the Cayman Islands, and the British Virgin Islands. Out of the nation's 100 largest publicly traded companies, 83 had offshore tax haven entities. And 63 of the 100 largest federal contractors who got much of their revenue out of the U.S. Treasury had a network of 50 offshore tax havens. And so now we're left with a battle over the domestic budget in Congress. Cut programs for heating assistance for the poor, help for the homeless, and programs to regulate Wall Street. Let the battle be joined over the crumbs, and don't dare ask who swiped the whole picnic.